BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Friday podcast. This is the extra podcast we do at the end of the week. It's always presented by me. Scott's not even in the building yet. He'll be presenting the chart later on. And what we do is we throw in a load of extra stuff that you might not have heard on the show from the week, and like a couple of exclusives for the Friday. I cannot believe how much stuff we've had on this week. I was just talking to our producer Will, who's here. Say hello.
Hiya.
And I cannot believe that it was this week that we spoke to a guy who does snail racing as a hobby. I think, does he own the fastest snail ever? What was the deal?
Is it Archie?
Yeah, the snail was called Archie, that was it. But the this guy was amazing. And we do something every week where we get one listener on who is doing something a little bit different. You could say that they're special for it. And this guy was something else. I loved him. Probably my favourite one that we've had on yet. We just fire a load of questions at them, find out more about their life. So what I'm going to play for you now is some of the stuff that didn't end up getting on the actual Radio 1 show. We ended up talking to this guy for so long. There was so much good stuff. So here's all the extra chat that you wouldn't have heard on the Scott Mills show on Radio 1. Love this guy.
Every week we get someone unusual on the show. They're special, out of the ordinary. The kind of person that when they tell you what they do, you want to ask more. You want to go down the pub for a drink with them just to be like, what do you mean?
I actually love this bit of the week every week because I feel like I learn something. And you're right, even if you don't go for a drink with the person that we get on, I find that this is the person I always end up talking about in the pub.
Same.
It's like, you'll never guess what we had on the show this week.
Yeah, and you can imagine people when they hear the show like, did you hear Scott Mills today? They had a blah, blah, blah on.
That's amazing though, isn't it? It's great that you can learn something from this show.
The weird, the wonderful, the slightly bizarre. We've got someone on the line now. Neither me or Chris knows what they do, but we're going to ask all the questions. Hello, who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Scott. I'm Neil and I'm a snail master. Ask me anything you like.
A snail master?
Yes.
Now, is this some kind of Urban Dictionary thing or is you dealing with snails?
No, it's normal for Norfolk.
It is NFN, yeah.
Normal for Norfolk. I've never heard of that before. Is that a thing? NFN.
We used to have, when Becky was on the show back in the day, she was from Bridgewater in Somerset, and that was NFB, normal for Bridgewater.
Oh, that's great.
Have you not heard that before?
I've not heard that. That's brilliant.
Okay, so talk me through what it is you actually do as a snail master.
Well, I organise and I breed, and we run the world championships that are held every year in Congham, in Norfolk, for snails.
Snail racing?
Yes.
Right.
Is this like a sprint or a marathon? What kind of distances are we talking here?
They start from an inner circle and race 13 inches to an outer circle.
13 inches? How long does that generally take them?
Between 2 and 3 minutes. But
Right, I've seen this before.
Like, yeah, you have.
Right, like, am I right in saying that sometimes they've got like a little Union Jack flag on their body?
Some people paint their snails, but it's not a very good idea because it weighs the shell down, so they go slower. But
right.
It's quite picturesque watching painted shells.
Well, so like they've got their country's flag on the back, a bit like the Olympics.
Yes, and all sorts of designs, you know, some Formula One cars, all sorts.
It's got incredible. I'm just seeing a picture
there.
I love
that. Someone with the British flag on there.
Now, are these all British snails, or is this a world championship? Do we have representatives from around the world, you know?
We have people from all over the world. We had, I think 2 years ago, we had 15 nationalities, 15 nations represented, and that's quite normal.
God, it is the Olympics. Well, so the snails fly over just to take part in the championships?
Well, I'm a bit worried about this Brexit squit that's going on now, but, I mean, that's just a load of whatever it is, you know. So, no, I'm not worried about that. No, and they will still come.
Yeah, but how will Brexit affect the snail races, potentially?
Well, depending on what rubbish you listen to, whether it's BBC, who are total rubbish at Brexit, or Sky, who are even more rubbish at Brexit, then I don't know.
But do they fly over from other countries?
Yes, they do. They do. The competitors do. Funnily enough, though, all the snails are British because they are the best racers in the world. The French are too slow because they want to be eaten. The Germans aren't very quick either, but definitely British snails race in the world champions. I've never known a foreign snail come in, but even if the competitors are foreign, they still have to have a passport for their snail.
Amazing. And what is the most famous snail? Is there like the Bolt of snails?
Yeah, there is, actually. There is. There's a snail called Archie. He's dead now, obviously, because they only last 3 years. Right. But he's the world record holder, and he's still the world record holder from 1996. It's in the Guinness Book of Records as well. So it's a proper bona fide world record.
So Archie is your kind of, in your world, is the Bolt.
Mm. Yeah, he is. He is. And he's a wonderful, he was a wonderful. So I've never seen a snail race like him. Just went boof, straight out of the, just like you say, straight out of the circle. Yeah, boof.
When you say straight out, what could he clear 13 inches in?
2 minutes. He didn't even have to slug it out, he just went.
This is great.
Right, now I've just looked this up. Is it true that the track is normally on a damp cloth?
Yeah, you've got to have a moist medium. You have to have a moist medium.
Stop saying moist medium.
You've got a moist medium.
Well, no, funnily enough, you do, and people can get quite anal about it as well. We had some racers come over from Worcestershire, and I was damping the course down, you know, getting ready for race and preparing, and I do that with a lot of love and care. And they said to me, "Is this Malvern water?" And I said, "No, this is proper Norfolk water. That's fine." And they wouldn't race. They got a little bit upset because they wanted Malvern water. I said, "Well, no, this is the medium that we'll race in today, and you can take your Malvern water home."
But all you're doing is dampening the surface. It doesn't matter what water it is.
No, it doesn't. But there's some people. Well, you know what people are like in sport. You listen to Gary Neville talk about Manchester United, or Jonathan Davis talk about the Welsh rugby team. They're pathetic, aren't they? I mean, it's like, you know, Wales can be losing 60-0, and they're still the best team in the world. And you know, Gary Neville's a bit like that. So yeah, you do get anal commentators, don't you? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're elite snails, these, aren't they? So when
I really enjoy that you've just like really compared Archie the snail there to Gary Neville.
Well, he wasn't that slow on the pitch, though, was he?
No. No, true.
He's a bit slow with his mind on the telly, but there, you know, that's... I know.
The snails, when they're racing, do they ever stop halfway through and sort of start humping, like you see on the patio?
Yes, they do, funnily enough, but they're not humping as in the true sense of the word, because when they hump, this will impress you, they hump for 12 hours. They actually make...
12 hours? Didn't know that.
Because they're hermaphrodite, and actually they join, and they go up against each other, and it makes it look like a giant phallus. It's quite fantastic, really.
Yeah, NFN.
Yes.
NFN.
But that's normal for everywhere snails.
Right. So they join together.
Yes.
You might be able to answer this. In fact, I'm sure you can. This could be the stupidest question of the day. But are snails just slugs with shells on?
No. No, slugs are a totally different thing altogether. Snails are mollusks, and they're very special.
Do they have to do it both ways because they've both got both sets of things?
No, they join. If you imagine a couple of snails walking to or sliming towards each other, and then
get the sexy music on, Scott.
Okay,
they get a bit of.
Hang on, right, music. Okay, so they're walking towards each other. They're more.
Talk us through in detail.
Well, they touch their little antennas together and they check that they're chemically all right together, you know, because there has to be chemistry with mating, doesn't there? And then they just slowly go up each other, form this giant phallus, and then just get all the little moaning noises.
Right, okay. Noises?
I really wasn't expecting to be discussing this on the radio today, but all good.
It's good. Snail style. Yeah. It's the new one.
12 hours.
Just thinking, any more questions? I might have...
I will say this about the snails. One thing that when you're racing, and we'll go back to racing, one of the things that is really, really important is not to always pick the biggest, because size in our sport is not important. It's not about the size of your worm, it's how you wiggle it. So, you know, so a small snail tends to go very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. What is there much doping in the sport?
No, we cleaned that out years ago. We were really lucky. We cleaned that out years ago. We're drug-free. We used to We still have vets on around, because, I mean, you just need a little bit of specialist help now and again, because sometimes you get some broken cells. But, no, we used to do random slime sampling. And and this is true. We send samples to our laboratories, and they would test them. And obviously, you know, we had the GMs now. But, no, the drugs we're lucky we're very free of drugs. We used to scrutineer.
That's great. Great to know. Good news.
It's my new favourite sport.
I'm done Scott. With my questions, but thanks so much for talking to us.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's nice to hear you. I think you're like me. You've probably got a face for radio. No, I'm joking. You've got a brilliant voice for radio, Scott. I love listening to you, mate.
Yeah, what about the face, though?
Well, you ain't too bad.
Yeah. All right. NFN.
We'll leave it here. All right, good to speak to you. Thank you, Snailmaster.
It's a pleasure, mate. Take care.
I love that guy so much. I'd love to get him on more, but I'm not really sure why or how we would. If you are one of those types of people that just does something very quirky or something amazing's happened in your life, maybe you've married your dog, maybe you're a multimillionaire, something's happened to you that you think might be a little bit different, something interesting, then get in touch with the show, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Do you know what? I've had a really, really busy week this week, but it's been so fun and so good. So only this morning I got back from Manchester, where I've been recording some stuff with Crouchy for the podcast that we do there, that Peter Crouch podcast. And we announced this morning that we're going to bring that back for another series. I don't mean this to sound like I'm advertising to you. I just thought I'd fill you in on my week. So that was really, really fun. But what's taken up a lot of our time is preparations for the Lolathon, which is going to be next week. It's our 24-hour radio show that me and Scott are going to be doing for Comet Relief. It was so fun when we did this last time. Like, one of my favourite things that we've done. And last time you guys got right involved. So I'm really looking forward to getting stuck in with that. And as part of that, we're having to try and persuade lots of guests to get involved. We're trying to gather jokes. And one of the ways we're gathering all the jokes from you guys is we're doing a bit of a tour of rude places in the UK. So you might have heard this on Radio 1 over the last few days. Jordan North has been going out to some quite amazingly named places. This is one of Radio 1's better ideas, I would say. So Jordan's been in Knob End. Where else has he been, Will?
Butthole Lane.
Willie Street. You get the idea. Rude places. And the idea is we go to these places, find people in these rude places, and we're filling out a big joke book that we're taking around the UK. We're calling it the Book of LOL. Now, I'm going to be taking this book around several parts of the UK as well, and I'm going to be doing that on Monday and Tuesday. This is a little bit of an exclusive. So on Sunday night, we're going to go to our first place, ready to be on the breakfast show on Monday morning. And yeah, I hope you guys are going to love this. But my big aim, and I can tell you guys listening because you're Scott Mills Show listeners, so might as well be in it together. But I want to get to Muff. So the big plan is Monday evening, I believe I'm flying to Muff. I'm going to take the Book of LOL there. We're going to be there pretty much all day on Tuesday. So look, if you live in the area or you've got mates in the area, definitely keep an eye out for me. Maybe hit me up on the socials and it would be great to see a few of you in Muff, if you get my drift. Anyway, just thought I'd keep you guys up to date with what's happening on the show. Busy, busy times, but really, really good. On the show this week, we had Rag and Bone Man, who is one of the nicest guys ever. He's like a gentle giant. And we got him to do something very funny. We got Scott to give him one of the singing lessons that we do. You will have seen this before with Jason Derulo or Freya Ridings. And we thought we'd do it with Rag and Bone Man. It was brilliant. But what you wouldn't have heard on the show was a slightly longer interview that we did with him, but not all of it made the cut. So I thought I could throw all that stuff into the podcast because there was some really interesting stuff he talked about regarding the Brits and also just how massive he has now become, like physically and sort of fame-wise. Anyway, I thought I'd play it for you now, a little podcast exclusive. Here's some extra stuff from Rag and Bone Man.
Hello, Rag and Bone Man.
Hello, Scott.
Now, I know you just had to turn off your phone because your mum is, she's fully on to you at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Well, what's happened?
We went out for a nice bit of lunch the other day in Brighton. I bought a new hat and took her for a gin and tonic, and now she's blown up my phone like, right. Oh, what are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably a real nice day out, but like you're quite busy.
It was lovely. Yeah, I'm quite busy, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about the Brits, please. I want to know everything. Was it nerve-wracking?
Yeah. Even though I was only on stage for about 2 minutes, because, you know, we did this sort of the mega mix.
Yeah,
it was really nerve-wracking because there was kind of quite a lot of components and I had to sort of stand there really, like, poised to go.
And you don't want to be the one that mucks it up.
No, exactly.
That's the key in that situation.
You don't want to be the Gemma Collins at the Teen Awards flying through the floor, do you? You just don't want to be that guy.
Definitely not.
I know, because I was watching, I had my eyes on you and I was like, oh, he's been in that pose for ages.
Yeah.
Like, a statue.
Oh, I see what you mean, because the cameras, you're waiting for the cameras to then go on to you.
You're sort of behind, behind like a big, heavy curtain, just poised.
That's really annoying. Yeah. So you can't even dance along or anything like that, because you don't want to distract from the situation. How weird, just being stood there waiting for a performance at the Brits.
I know.
I can't imagine how that must feel.
Yeah, it is weird.
Because I assume you grew up watching it and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah, that's wicked.
Surreal.
You are on course to be number one this week.
Could be. Yeah.
It's between you and Lewis Capaldi.
I know.
He's just put on Twitter, Scotland's biggest export goes up against Scotland's biggest waistline. He's funny.
He's a funny guy.
He's funny, yeah.
I heard he's not even Scottish, though.
Really?
No,
he's putting it on.
He just really liked Taggart.
I like, do you know what, I like he, the thing is with Capaldi, I like that he's bringing an element of competition back. Do you know what I mean? There's a bit of fighting talk with him.
Mm.
And I think it spices it up a little bit.
Yeah. Right, in a minute. Obviously, you've just performed it at the Brits and you have an amazing voice, but in my role as vocal coach to the stars, Jason Derulo, it's all over his website, he's like, it's helped him a lot. We're going to do a little singing lesson with Giant, because I always believe that I can get that extra inch out of artists, don't I, Chris?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting theory. I don't know where you stand on it at the moment or what you're thinking about this.
Some people are mildly offended, but like, I just think that it's going to be like, by the end of it, you'll be like, actually, yeah, I'm doing a better vocal now.
Well, I'm totally open to it.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And in this game, you need every little advantage, don't you? So why not?
Yeah.
Why not go for it?
George Ezra's done it. Freya Ridings, London Grammar, Hannah from London Grammar, Jason Derulo, all the stars. So, all right, we'll do that next on Radio 1. This is ridiculous. Right, okay. I'm just going to, basically, what I do is I just shout instructions and you just sing the song.
Okay, all right.
It's really stupid.
Yeah, I saw the Jason Derulo one.
Yeah. Funny. It's right, okay. Okay. Bit of echo for you there?
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yes. I'm everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Okay. Rag and Bone Man is here on Radio 1. Are you up for my vocal coach lesson
Yes.
We're going to use Giant.
All right.
Your song with Calvin Harris.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have, like, a vocal coach? You're at a stage, surely, where you don't really need that anymore.
Pops doesn't need one.
Nah, I just drink whiskey and smoke fags.
Right, okay. Honest.
Yeah. That's the number one tip there for any budding vocalist.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So we're going to start the track. We're going to go from verse two, from Don't Hide Your Emotions.
Okay.
All right, okay, so track's coming in. You just follow my instructions and you'll get more emotion out of the song, okay? Got a bit of reverb there, okay?
Reverb.
I'm feeling emotional.
Don't hide your emotions.
What should I do?
You can throw down your guard.
Good.
And free from a notion.
Who can we be?
We can be who we are.
Have I taught you anything?
It was you taught me something. Yeah.
What's that then?
The freedom is ours.
But what did I teach you living is?
It was you taught me living is.
Yes.
Togetherness.
Yes.
Togetherness.
Sing up, big man. What are you?
I am a giant.
You are. Where should I stand?
Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you
What
see.
Are you?
I am a giant.
Yes. What about my boulders?
We'll be breaking boulders underneath.
Good. You are?
I am.
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 What?
I am.
What?
Giant.
Yeah. Good. You are?
I am.
You are?
I am.
You are?
I am.
You are?
I am.
You are?
Am,
you are?
I
what?
Am a giant.
That is the maddest thing I've ever heard.
How did that go?
I think you just gave me an extra 20%.
Thank you. See, that's what I aim to please with pop stars. Potential number one now. I think even more. I really enjoyed that. That's one of my favourite ones.
Oh, that was stunning.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rag
and
Bone
so
Man.
Much.
Thank you.
Absolutely love Rag and Bone Man. I think we should do more stuff with him on the show. Also, that voice, even though it was a bit of a piss-takey thing, even it was just a singing lesson, guy's a legend. Look, producer Will is here. Say hello.
Hello, mate.
You said that we got a couple of listener questions that came in about the podcast. Should we do one of them now?
Should we do one of them now? Yeah.
Yeah, you got it in front of you.
Yeah, it's like the geekiest one ever, and because I'm a geek, it's amazing.
You're a massive nerd.
I'm such... You're going to laugh at this. Okay, so it's a guy from Lee Everest. He says, "Hi, Scott and Chris. Hope you're both well. Love the Friday podcast. Love the fact Bingo's back. And wow, wasn't Scott good on Escape Room for Breakfast show? Just the anchor they needed. Guess that's why you got the call." All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to skim read this first. Anyway... He says, "I have a geek question for you both. Studio bookings at Radio 1.
Wow.
So I noticed in Scott's Insta on Friday that he was talking to Mabel in 82A, so this would have been last Friday for the chart, which is now the fancy one with all the graphics for Greg's new show. If this feels like a riddle. But I also noticed Annie was in 82A for her show, so did you simply do what we do at my station? Scott left and let Annie didn't do her prep, or did he change studios in the newsbeat so Annie could prep, or was the Mabel thing done before and the whole chart dance anthem thing's done from... one of the others?"
Wow, this is full on nerd. Who's this from?
Lee works at Burgess Hill Radio.
Okay.
"And why does the studio order change? For instance, what I see on socials, Adele is in 82D, Greg is in 82A, Clara in 82D, and you guys in 82A, and so on. But for weekend shows, it does seem to reverse. Why is that?" Which is true.
Yeah, it is true.
Should we do the weekend shows thing first?
Yeah, well, in general, the studio bookings here is quite funny because... there are... how many studios are there here? Like six studios. And obviously there's a lot of shows that need to be recorded. And on top of that, people book out the studios for various different things, or they might need fixing. And anyway, what it means is that when you want to record something, it is very hard to do so. So even this podcast right now, me and producer Will here, we've just sneaked into a studio. At any point, we'll get kicked out. And actually, that's what was kind of causing a problem with previous Friday podcasts, was that people were turning up outside, sort of booting us out, which is why some of them might have been slightly shorter. So, do you know what? I'm going to let the nerdiest person I know, which is producer Will, answer your question, because I don't even know where to start with it.
Right. 82A, it's got the really nice lights and stuff in it, and that's where Greg does a lot of stuff. But like special interviews like Mabel, which Scott had recorded, are done there too. And actually, it was after her live lounge, so then she went straight into 82A. We Radio 1 flip-flop between 82 and 82D, which are... and I don't know why they're called 82, because we're on the 8th floor, but I don't know what the 2 is.
Oh, yeah, I've never really questioned it.
Which are either side of the live lounge, so we can always... so when we're doing stuff for our show, we can always see Clara or Grimmy. It's so nerdy.
This is the most stupid chat ever. Like, I appreciate the nerdy questions, but feel free to ask us anything. I mean, you really can ask anything. If you really want to learn about the studio bookings, though, that's what producer Will can cover here.
To cover the last thing, I don't know why the weekend shows reversed that, because Matt and Molly were in 82D, and as we're recording this now, Maya's in 82A doing her show.
Do you know what's funny? Different presenters as well have different superstitions. So weirdly, you can feel more comfortable in certain studios. I think it comes from, like, if you do your show in the same studio for a long period of time, you get more used to it. Like, I love the studio that we're in.
Yeah.
So occasionally when we move to a different studio to record stuff, it just doesn't feel quite the same.
I don't like using 82F. Which is where Scott does the chart show.
I don't even
know
which one that is.
Oh, no, sorry, 82E. We're in 82F now.
Oh, right.
82E, which is where Scott does the chart show.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Look, I hope it answers your question. But the long and short of it is we sort of just get given studios. But generally, if you're doing a regular show, as in every day, you tend to be in the same studio.
Yeah.
Although sometimes when there's a live lounge, you get kicked out. Anyway, that's the long answer to a long question. And I'm not going to lie, what was their name again?
Lee,
I love you to bits, but that was one of the nerdiest questions I've ever heard.
Loved it.
Guys, always feel free to ask any questions. Make sure you just slide into the DMs on Insta or Twitter, or you can always drop us an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Just very quickly, just on the inbox now, of 4 minutes ago, I have an email from Leah, who says, "Can Chris give me a shout out on the Friday podcast, as I'm a massive fan?"
Ah, there we go. Hello, Leah, and welcome along. And thanks for your email. Look, I'm going to leave it there, because no doubt we're going to get kicked out soon, cause studio bookings. But what I want to finish on is some highlights from the last time we did the Lolathon. So this is next week. And if I can ask one favour, just really help us out with it. It's 24 hours. So look, it's not like a Greg James endurance challenge, but it is going to be a bit knackering. And we want to make that 24 hours as funny, you know, filled with as many jokes as possible. And we just want to make a very different type of radio for 24 hours. Like, nothing else you're going to hear on radio. And ultimately, that comes down to you guys getting involved and enjoying it. I can't wait for it. It's going to be so much fun. But yeah, feel free to send us any support. any messages, any jokes. And most importantly, we're going to be asking for your money. It's going to be for a great cause. So look, anything you can do on that front, we'll massively appreciate it as well. Next week is going to be busy, but it's going to be one of the best weeks in the Scott Mills Show's history. And we're going to make sure of it. So, to get you warmed up, here's some highlights from last time we did the Lolathon. I can't even say it, that's worrying. And this was 2 years ago. Guys, have a great weekend, and I will see you next week. Let's make it a good one.
The Radio 1 24-hour Lolathon! For Red Nose Day, with Scott Mills and Chris Stark. Now, let the lols begin!
So a slug says to a snail, "What's that on your back?" And the snail says, "That's Michelle."
Let me get my thing ready.
Okay, good. 24 hours of this.
One.
And now here is Russell Brand.
Transcend time. Just let go of all of it. None of it's real. Just do your jokes. Have a lovely time.
No, I think that is the greatest advice you could have possibly given anyone ever. Yeah.
We have live voiceover man now to announce our next live guest. Go.
It's only the quite awesome Ricky Gervais, everybody. Yeah. Harry Hill.
Why is it only Tudor buildings that we mock? No? All right.
He's my buddy, he's your buddy, he's everybody's buddy. He's Chabuddy G!
Are we ready?
The remix.
I'm in love with your body.
Everyone!
Why, oh, why? I'm in love with your body, G.
I am now walking the horse into the bar. And the horse is nearly in. And the barman says...
Why the long face?
Yeah!
So, Dr. Jokes with actual Dr. Christian. This is exciting.
I have a strawberry stuck in my ear. I think I've got some cream for that.
Yes. Yeah. Also here, Clara Amfo, Molly King and Jamie Lang. Hi, guys.
Hello.
OK, let's do quick fire posh jokes.
Why do posh people like to eat snails?
Go.
I can't stand fast food.
So good. That was a triumph.
James from Middlesbrough sent us this one. How do you sell a pig to a deaf man?
Do you want to buy a pig? OK, first up, on the comedy roast of Chris Stark.
You know how you always take the mick out of Matt for riding a scooter? Hmm. That's kind of rich, because you've been riding on Scott's coattails for 5 years.
Oh! 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 Oh, okay, take a breath. This is the rudest game of Indian Bingo you'll ever hear. Be warned. Oh, all right, then.
I'm having a stress dream.
Well, look, they're 16 hours into their Lolathon. Scott and Chris join me live from Radio 1. Hello.
We're a mess.
It's a terrible mess.
We're a mess.
We've just got a new total as well, which has really spurred us on.
Yeah, we're so excited about this, actually, Fern.
Yes.
Because it's a ludicrous amount of money for an idea which is actually just ridiculous.
West End legend Elaine Payne.
You're just looking good. Don't put your hand in your head like that.
Oh, I just feel tired now, Elaine.
Oh, baby,
I feel
baby.
A little bit of a hug.
Come to mum.
Yeah.
One.
In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ellie Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.